The Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin says the number of people riding winter-ready mountain bikes, or fat bikes with tires almost as wide as car tires, continues to grow. Bike Federation Deputy Director David Schlabowski says there are maybe only 30,000 of the fat tire bikes in the world, but he calls them really fun.
You get on these giant wheel bikes and it puts sort of the same grin you had on your face that first time you hopped on a big wheel or maybe had the training wheels taken off your two-wheeler.
But the so-called new generation of winter bikes, which also includes a small number of ski bikes with a ski in the front and bike tire in the back, has the DNR trying to head off conflicts with other users of state trails. Trails coordinator Bridget Brown says being visible is the key.
Reflective clothing, you know, headlamps, different types of devices that can make them a little bit more visible to other users on the trail. In a lot of cases, they'll be sharing trails with snowmobiles.
The DNR also says winter biking is not allowed on state trails open and groomed for cross-country skiing. The department also warns that many county, federal, or private trails that allow snowmobilers prohibit bicyclists. The Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin says if winter biking continues to grow, then maybe fat bike or mountain bike clubs will reach out to owners of non-state trails and try to work out some sort of time or space sharing plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.